Church leadership is charged with overseeing the spiritual needs of the church, as well as carrying the physical and financial concerns of any organization or facility. One area often overlooked is emergency planning. Does your church have an action plan? Today we will look at some components of an emergency action plan. Some of the subjects we will discuss are the Ministry of Planning and Presence, emergency response teams, building emergency procedures, threats, and finally, evaluation tools. The visible presence of the church is essential in any type of disaster, regardless of the extent of damage. The local churches, with their many volunteer groups, are a vital link to a huge network of caring responders. In the midst of disaster or traumatic event, the Ministry of Planning and Presence becomes significant. Responding to spiritual, emotional, and physical needs during emergencies sends a powerful message. An emergency plan should cover all hazards to address the wide range of human-caused and natural disasters. Initially, it may seem that such a wide range of potential emergencies make prior planning an impossible task. However, most emergencies have similar preparatory and post-emergency responses. Identifying our actions and completing the building plan will considerably improve our congregation's response to any emergency. In the development of an emergency response team, individuals will be tasked with specific roles. Each congregation may have significantly different needs, and the approach may be varied based upon the assessment and capabilities of your organization. Today we will look at an example of positions that may be included in your emergency response team. The positions discussed are a brief summary and can be adapted to the needs of your particular site. We recommend that several people are designated and trained for each position and that each position be represented at every possible worship service or event. The building coordinator should be trained to know your building floor plans, essential equipment, and emergency evacuation procedures. The building coordinator may be involved in long-range planning, team coordination, and a communication liaison between your organization and outside agencies, such as law enforcement or fire rescue services. The incident coordinator on duty assumes responsibility for implementing the local church emergency plan. At the same time of the incident, they provide leadership until the personnel with more experience arrive on scene. Responsibilities may include the following: ensuring that all emergency response team members are assigned to duties and understand all procedures, working with other emergency response team members to evaluate an emergency, ensuring proper emergency communications, delegating needed emergency actions. Medical response team members are members who have been trained in medical emergencies. The medical response team should be involved with the identifying of medical equipment and communicating that information to the building coordinator. Responsibilities may include the following: providing first responder services to those incurring a medical emergency, conducting a primary assessment of the medical emergency, and reporting this assessment to appropriate personnel, remaining in charge of patient care until professional help arrives. The remaining emergency response team members are trained in evacuation, security, and specialized equipment. Responsibilities may include overseeing building evacuations and in-place sheltering, conducting hazard mitigation, monitoring building access points before, during, and after all services and events. It should be general knowledge that it is appropriate for anyone to interrupt the service to address an item of safety. A complete emergency action plan should address an all-hazard approach within the document. This should include having detailed steps for incidents, including fire and smoke emergencies, including alarm activation, tornado and other weather events requiring shelter-in-place procedures, general evacuation procedures, building access for emergency responders. Unfortunately, this has been by far the most concerning issue in today's increasing climate of violence. Active assailant incidents are increasing, and while they may have repeat patterns, they are very dynamic events and are never the same. I strongly encourage that you, as a person in leadership, evaluate the need for specific training. We cannot adequately cover aspects of training in this summary. I encourage you to find training resources and adopt practices that are consistent with your understanding of spiritual principles and CMC's statement of practice. It is in this framework that an emergency action plan should be developed. The Oakdale Church in Salisbury, Pennsylvania, together with Garrett County, Maryland Emergency Services, developed an emergency action plan template for houses of worship throughout our entire region. This document contains detailed information on topics as well as templates addressed in this video. You can address this document on CMC's Equipper website under the Emergency Action Plan video. A few other questions to consider are, do you have a secure child care program, including an established sign-in, sign-out procedure? Has the concern of guardianship or custody disagreements been addressed? It is also valuable to recognize that the most common threats are domestic-related incidents. These may start off-site and follow into the parking lot of the facility or the facility itself. Have personnel been trained on the de-escalation techniques? Has your staff been trained to handle threat-based phone calls? Bomb threats, while uncommon, do occur. Staff should have training on first steps in handling these events. These incidents should be well documented and law enforcement contacted immediately. It must be stressed that if you have contact with any individuals who display the following tendencies, leaders in your organization should be notified. Contact with law enforcement may also be appropriate. These characteristics may be an indicator of a growing problem. Threatens harm or talks about killing others or themselves. Constantly starts or participates in fights. Loses temper and self-control easily. Swears or uses vulgar language most of the time. Possesses or draws artworks that depicts graphic images of death or violence. Uses social media to post threats or other acts of violence, frequently initiates domestic violence, becomes frustrated easily, and converts frustration into uncontrollable physical violence. Addressing these concerns will provide for a culture of safety and may be an avenue of real assistance to the individual. Within your plan, you may want to include items such as a phone threat checklist. This is a standardized approach to immediately documenting critical information and a valuable tool for law enforcement. A building floor plan. This should include a mapped diagram for the fire and general evacuation routes, as well as designated areas for sheltering in place. An injury incident report. It is not uncommon to have minor injuries or an isolated incident at any gathering. It is important to document key information, what happened, where, when, and what actions, if any, were taken. This information would remain your record of the incident and can be valuable for mitigation of identified issues as well as possible insurance claims or first responder handoff information. Building emergency systems. By documenting what systems are in place and how to access them, this information will be available and understood by all. These systems would include fire smoke detection, alarm recognition, emergency power systems, specialized equipment used in evacuation for emergencies, a hazard analysis worksheet. The purpose of a hazard analysis is to determine the hazards to which a site is most susceptible and vulnerable. By determining those hazards prior to the development, the site emergency plan will be realistic. A worksheet may help you determine your most vulnerable areas. An analysis worksheet will rate these potential threats as low, average, or high. By doing so, your teams can focus on established priorities and develop a list of equipment needs and essential training. Every church has different needs. So please adapt these recommendations to fit your particular site and congregation. While we have looked at building an emergency action plan for your facility, I would encourage you to explore the possibility of being a resource to your extended community by including your local emergency management office in the development of your plan. They may be a valuable resource, and making them aware of your preparation may give your church an opportunity to support and minister to the larger community.